Ready? 1, 2, 3, hey.
I patrolled the rivers in Vietnam. I did the same thing as John Kerry, you know, our senator who ran for president, right? And sometimes they call us river rats, ducks on a pond, because we were ducks on a pond. Very dangerous duty.
This past spring, Wes Ricks was one of half a dozen veterans who participated in the pilot Guitars for Vets program at the ASU Music Therapy Clinic.
And I always wanted to play the guitar. Yeah. And I used to take a broom, you know, and emulate it, you know what I'm saying? And now I don't have to do that, you know? Yeah.
Guitars for Vets, a national nonprofit, was founded in 2007 with the aim of enhancing the lives of ailing and injured military veterans by providing them with guitars and music instruction. In 2012, ASU's Music Therapy Clinic partnered with the program, aiming to deepen the healing experience for veterans.
When you use music therapy along with guitar lessons, then all of a sudden it adds just that extra element.
Scott Tonkinson is a graduate candidate in ASU's music therapy program and has been working closely with the veterans.
A lot of vets come home and it's very easy to be isolated. It's easy to just be a loner, come off, do your thing. Here in the Phoenix area, we have a large homeless veteran population. And so we encourage socialization and open discussion. We facilitate questions and different things like that with the music. We'll do lyric analysis, songwriting, different things to bring up some of those thoughts and feelings. And when you have a group dynamic, it's so encouraging to have other people edify what's going on.
Music therapy helps facilitate healing for mind, spirit, and body.
Some of our vets have some motor skill issues with their hands or arms or any injuries or things like that. We work on that as well. We had a gentleman in there who had trouble with his left hand, so we developed some exercises for him on the guitar and monitored his progress through the 10 weeks, and he went pretty far.
Robin Rio is the director of the ASU Music Therapy Clinic and is positive about the collaboration and future possibilities.
It was such a huge success. Everybody got out of it more, I think, than they expected to. Certainly our relationship with Guitars for Vets has been really positive. It's helped quite a bit with introducing other people that wouldn't have known about music therapy to how it helps. I think the next step really, since we are a university, is to get a student group going. So working with the Pat Tillman Center is going to be really exciting. And so to just have more frequent and more regular programming. Let
the music be your shelter. The healing power of the arts, perhaps best said by veteran Wes Ricks.
Well, the music, I get lost, you know. For instance, pain, right? I don't experience any pain. And the same with my artwork. When I'm doing my art, I'm in the art and nothing else. And that's what art, music do for me.
Let the music be your shelter. Let the music be your shelter.
For KBOC at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton. Till you